When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is I Should Be Writing Season 17 and Episode 17. Yeah, 17.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. Sitting home, watching Doctor.
My name is Merle Lafferty. This is a podcast about wannabe fiction writers, and if you're one of those, how you can continue on and eventually be published. I can't promise the publishing, I can just promise the support. Yeah. So what I have been up to lately has been more edits, and I'm a little bit in a rut because I keep thinking of overarching things I want to change, and so I keep going back to the beginning. And even when I know this is not good, not good practice for editing, not good practice for hitting a deadline, I keep polishing. So I actually need to listen to my own advice and stop polishing and just fix it, make it consistent, and then keep going. So one problem I had was I'm still a little unsure about the pacing of this novel. I feel like the front is, it's too front heavy. And so I went looking online for some advice blog posts. And people love listicles. Isn't that what they're called now? Feel very old even saying, isn't that what they're called now? But people love lists. Like, I'm saying this as a reader and as a content provider, is that a lot of people don't have the attention span for a long, lengthy, well thought out essay. So we get lists. So I found, I went to three lists of things that of pieces of advice for specifically mystery writers. And I found advice from like turn of the last century kind of people. The ones in the golden age. I didn't find one by Agatha Christie, but I did one by a guy who knew Agatha Christie and wrote at the same time. And I haven't read his stuff, so I can't remember his name. But his rules were very dated. And since Agatha Christie broke most of them, I didn't really take his into account. Another one had somebody doing very cute things, like, your detective can't be infallible, and here's all the reasons why your detective has to be perfect. And then, your detective must be infallible. Wait. I'm mixing up my negatives here. I'm sorry. I'll just say it in a plainer sense, your detective can't have flaws. It talks about, you know, Ms. Marple and Hercule Poirot. And then rule two was your detective has to have flaws. And then describes all the alcoholic and other types of detectives out there. And the rest of the list was like that. It's like, you can't do this, and then you must do this. And wasn't really helpful. And then the other one, I can't even remember what the advice was. I just remembered it ended with, and you don't have to take any of this. Just write what you want. And I'm thinking, you just wanted my eyes for the ad dollars, didn't you? That's when I got frustrated. And if you follow me on Twitter, that was around the time I posted the advice I was looking for online and then just posted the picture of the woman walking away from the exploding car. Because at that point, I just decided, I'm just going to have to fix it my way. I'm just going to have to figure it out. I still have and trust the Save the Cat Writes a Novel system, and I spent a lot of the morning looking at that. But I realized that one thing most of us as creative people do not have is self-confidence. Part of it is creative people are often very sensitive. Another part is when you start working on this art that is so important to you, it's gonna suck. Just like it always does. And it's just something you have to accept and move on. It's like you're not gonna run a marathon when you run out the door and you've never been running before. You're not going to write the great American novel or the great novel for wherever you are when you just open up Word for the first time. You need practice. But the downside is what we do as beginning creatives is we learn how it feels to write really crappy stuff. And a lot of times our improvements are bit by bit and they're nothing we can put a finger on. Like I said last week, or a little while ago anyway, I can't tell you specifically what I learned from my MFA. I don't know. I can't tell you specifically what it is, but I know I'm a better writer because of it. So a lot of these improvements are they're intangible. And so we can often get better than we are. We can get better than we think we are faster than we can believe we're better. I'm going to try to say that in another way because that did not feel coherent to me. I think our ability improves faster than our self-esteem does, or our self-confidence even. And so I've written 5 published novels, lots more shorter stuff, some published, some not. I've been nominated for several awards, won a couple of them. Every once in a while I'm still just like, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh God, what am I going to do? I'm going to ask a friend for advice, or I'm going to go out on the internet and find a listicle that perhaps gives me something more than pithy, cute things, or really old, dated advice. Yeah, the one I loved was The Detective Can't Be the Murderer, and I'm like, Agatha Christie did that twice. So, not sure what to say about that, but I realized yesterday that I'm just going to have to trust myself. I'm going to try to fix the pacing to where I'm happy with it, but my agent loves the book. My editor is very pleased with the improvements I've made. Neither has said the pacing's off. So I really do have to trust myself. And last week we went over the author's first steps. Like, you finish your project, what do you do specifically? What we went over step by step. You hit the end, now what? And one thing I left out was the thing I discovered today, which is at some point you have to trust yourself. At some point you have to think, I'm betting that, actually it is a bet. It's literally a bet that you're betting that your talent has exceeded your self-confidence. Because everyone wants to know, when do you know your story's ready? And there's no real good answer to that, which is why we say, you know, do a polish, give it to somebody else to read, take their advice, think about their advice seriously, do another polish and send it out. Because I can't tell you, well, the middle of the story is completely broken, so you're going to have to rip all that out and put something new back in. I don't know that. But on the whole, at some point you're going to have to bet on whether your skills and talent, whatever you want to call it, exceeds your self-confidence, and just put it out there. And that's very hard for creative types. I was doing my Patreon. I finally recorded a new Patreon intro video. The one I have is awful. And I remember I was feeling so self-conscious about it that I just freaking did it. I didn't have any of this stuff, the lighting or the green screen or anything. I just had me in my crappy lit office with this window behind me. And so it looks awful. I don't remember what I said because I can't bear to watch it. But I knew it needed to be updated, also because my Patreon has changed since then. And when it came to talk about who I was, I still had problems saying that I was an award-nominated author and an award-winning author, an award-winning podcaster. I didn't know how to bring that across without looking like a jackass. Even though I hear other people do it, and sometimes when people do it, they do sound awful, and sometimes when they do it, they sound confident, and you admire that. So I'm still not sure about that wording. But I got it done. And it feels silly because I have been, you know, I sold my first book in December of 2011. It came out 2013, but the deal happened 2011. So 10 years ago, or almost 10 years ago. And I still don't have a lot of confidence. I think Neil Gaiman said that Gene Wolfe told him that you haven't learned how to write a book, you learned how to write that book. And so when you've got a new book to write, you're back at square one. Which makes a lot of sense, but is also simplistic because experience does help. Experience tells you that, you know, you may fall in love with the story in the beginning and hate it by word 35,000. Experience is going to tell you whether you like drafting better than editing or the other way around. But honestly, when you want to tell a new story, even if you want to follow a set formula that is proven to be good for pacing and expectations in Western storytelling, it still feels new. And this new book is feeling, it's not even new anymore. Oh man. Yeah, it's not even new anymore. But I'm trying to mold it into shape, and it still feels like a completely new project because I am having to learn how to write this book. And I'm going to have to learn how to have faith in myself because my deadline's coming. Yeah, the self-confidence and trust thing is a big deal. I've been trying to tell myself my new mantra, which is facts are not feelings and feelings are not facts. And it's a good thing to remember, but it doesn't always help the emotional response to things. Like, I was having a bad day, and I was thinking my career is crap, and I'm crap, and my writing is crap, and I'm like, no, the facts are over here that things are going just fine. The feelings are that everything's crap. But the facts are the books I've published, the awards I've been nominated for, the book contracts that I currently have, those are all facts. So the feelings just kind of come and go. It's like the meditation app that I try to follow, which is, you know, everybody feels like they don't do well with meditation because the thoughts, you know, you try to empty your mind, but it never works. And so beginning people think, well, I'm doing it wrong. And established people say, no, that's what happens. You just go, okay, well, there's a thought. Let's come back to the breath. And it's kind of the same way. I'm trying to do the, well, there's a really strong emotion that's not connected to reality. Let's let that wash over us and then try to move on with being a healthy person. I find it's hard to give other people that advice because it feels trite when you say it to somebody else about their problems. it's only my own problems that I can look at and say, what I'm feeling right now is not reality. So yeah, that's then my morning was doing research and trying to remember that I gotta trust myself. And even if you're a beginner and you have nothing else you think you can hold on to, no other facts other than I want to be a writer, the facts are that you are sitting down or standing desk, healthy, whatever, that you are starting to work on a story. And if you've ever been in a taxi cab, and I'm not putting down taxi people, they're just, taxis are a place where you end up talking to strangers a lot and it's not too weird. And you get to hear about, when you tell them you're a writer, you get to hear their dreams that they've always wanted to, or they think they could, or they intend on it when they finally have the time and all of that stuff. And there are lots and lots and lots of people out there like this. And you are taking the step. That is a fact. Whatever you write, whatever you think you write, whatever crap you think you put out there, that's not important. The fact is you are taking the step that so many people do not have the courage to take. And if you're wondering if your feelings are one thing, what facts can you hold on to? You're doing it. And we shouldn't compare ourselves to other people, but sometimes that's what you can have, is that, well, this may suck, but at least I'm trying, when so many other people aren't, for whatever reason. Sometimes they may have a good reason, but oftentimes it's not. I've been thinking a lot about the whole how do I find time to write thing, and I cover this every so often, every couple of months, but I think I have a new way of approaching that, so I'm going to be talking about that on Tuesday. I understand that some people literally don't have the time. I understand. But other people are not willing to make the time, and that's who I'm talking about. So you know that if you continue to work, that is another fact, if you continue to work, you will improve. I can't promise that you will improve to the point of selling something. That is not in my power. But I like to compare writing to running a lot because I see a lot of parallels. And the parallels are, I don't care how large you are, how bad your knees are, how slow you go, if you do it consistently, you will get better at running or walking or movement. That's just the way the body goes. And the mind is usually the same. So you start working on something consistently, you will improve. That's a fact. And so even if you don't feel like you're at a point in your career where you can say, I have to trust myself to get this done, you can still have the trust that the fact that you're working is a huge deal, especially now. It's pandemic time. We're reaching our year anniversary of, we didn't think it would last this long. I was telling my husband the other day that I trusted Dr. Fauci from the beginning, but when he said this could kill 200,000 Americans, I thought, yeah, but it won't come to that. So, lots of shocks along the way. And I think a lot of people have been, had expectations of themselves that I'm home now. If you work from home, that you would have the strength, mental or physical, to get work done, to get your own work done. Never mind the overarching existential dread of, is this really what life is? Never mind the spouse / parents / children who are always around you now. Never mind you actually getting sick. What if that happened? So some days the only thing you can hold on to is, did I get a little bit of work done? And that's okay. And if you didn't manage to get work done, what you do is you say, I'll try again tomorrow. I don't want to put anybody down for not writing. I don't want to put anybody down for having a bad day or having a bad week. That's not fair because everybody's situation is different. But the key is getting up and trying again. But if you want to find me off stream, it is merverse.com. I'm on Twitter at Mighty Mer. YouTube is Mer Lafferty. Twitch is Mighty Mer. And yeah, my website's the best place to find where I am and what I'm doing. I have books available if you like science fiction. I have podcasts available if you like writing. If you want to support, you can either subscribe at Twitch and get fun emotes, or you can support the Patreon and get early podcasts, expanded podcasts, exclusive podcasts. Gosh, what else? Exclusive fiction, mini workshops that I need to reschedule because I missed the last one. So yeah, the lots of stuff available on Patreon. That's patreon.com/mightymer. And yeah, that's about all I gotta say. So thank you all for hanging out. Thank you for lurking if you were lurking. Thank you for chatting if you were chatting. If you're listening to this later, thank you for that too. I appreciate all the support. And take care, wear your mask, and you should be writing.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my